All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Anne McIndoe, your author's coach. Thank you for joining me today on Author Talks, a monthly helping of tools, tips, strategies, next steps, and resources to help you on your author's journey. We're here. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. I like to keep things short and sweet, so the format for tonight's call is as follows. First, I'm going to introduce you to tonight's guest speaker, Peter Anthony Wynn, who will be talking about turning your book into a profitable online course. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes on author resources to help you on your author's journey. I have two really special events that I want to invite you to that you can attend as my guest. I've received complimentary tickets, which I would like to share with you. And then finally, our live Q&A session. You're welcome to ask questions to tonight's guest speaker, Peter Anthony Wynn, and of course, any aspect of your book. If you want to talk about editing, publishing, online presence, your website, a blog, how to create products, a workbook, a journal, coaching program. If you want to talk about marketing or branding or social media, turning your book into a movie, anything that has to do with your book, you're welcome to ask me. You're welcome to ask as many questions as you like. Please just ask one question at a time so others can ask theirs and then you can ask again. And I'll stay on the line until all the questions are answered. And so we'll take questions for Peter Anthony first, and then we'll ask the author questions, okay? All right, so let's get started on how to turn your book into a profitable online course. And if you can mute yourself, *6, that would be great, so it's nice and quiet. So let me introduce you to Peter Anthony Wynn, a dear friend of mine for more than 15 years and also the producer of my own author's online course. Let me share a little bit about him. Peter Anthony, besides being my friend, is simply extraordinary. You know, brash, bold, outspoken, controversial, and right on the money. Peter Anthony has been an award-winning entrepreneur since he stepped into the world of beauty, fashion, and marketing at 19. Making big statements has never been hard for the current CEO and founder of YouWillChangeTheWorld.com. Peter Anthony has a knack for spotting trends and isolating corporate disasters. Now, Peter Anthony has been speaking to audiences, motivating, coaching, and personally developing people, as well as consulting with companies since he started his career. After meeting Tony Robbins at 19 and traveling with the master around the world for several years, Peter Anthony's speaking style is motivation meets fascination, and it all turns into high energy and passion. Peter's keynotes focus on people and how they can become clear in their brand and their culture. So for those who dare to read between the lines and think out of the box, Peter Anthony is a contagious visionary. So please help me welcome my dear friend, speaker, author, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Peter Anthony Wynn. Peter, you there?
I am. Thank you, Anne. It's a very interesting bio on mine. it sounds so professional, but I'm grateful. Thank you for bringing me on.
You're very welcome. So talk to us, Peter Anthony. Tell us about how we can turn our book into a profitable online course.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, after you did the first book with me, and it was amazing, and you helped me sell 20,000 copies, so I'm always forever grateful. It got me wondering, because you had always said, you know, your book really is sort of the what, and the why, and then the course is really how, you know. So many people write a book on, you know, whether it's diet or exercise or financial freedom or personal development, and it's awesome, but a course that's video interactive, by taking that intelligence and just pushing it forward, allows people to really integrate, and it allows the author to build a bigger, deeper fan base with fans that really understand exactly how to integrate with the author and the author's culture. So it's been really, really cool. And, You know, we've put together over 100 courses in the last 6 months. So we're super, super excited. It's been great. So it's a simple process. You know, we take applications and we look at what they're doing and we see if it's a good fit to be next to amazing, you know, speakers and authors like yourself who've turned their IP into incredible online courses. And I know your online courses, it's just, it's still inspirational. Even though I know you're 15 years, I took it and I was like, wow, this is really good stuff, you know. So it's been very, very cool. And, you know, you could sell your course for $500 to $1,000 and, you know, your book's a few pennies less. So the ability to make money with that opportunity is really key with authors because it takes so long to write a book and get it out there and get it launched. So I think it's been really cool.
So tell us how we can turn our book. Tell us, you know, like a little bit about getting started and turning your book into a profitable online course. I know what you've helped me do with mine, but, you know,
I can start with the first step. You know, so the first thing that we always want to do is we want to make sure that your course is, you know, it's got to be simple, it's got to be fun, and it has to be memorable. So we work through, there's the done for you or the done with you, and or the done on your own. The first one is the done on your own, maybe where you take our online course on how to build a course, which comes out, it's totally cool. Or you might show up at one of our events, like we have a 2-day event. I know I've given you some tickets for it. They're normally $6,000. That's the best place to start. And you would come in, and we send you an empathy grid, we send you the hero's journey, and then we send you an outline of how to articulate and start to articulate your course. And through that 2-day process, you leave at the very end of 2 days with a completely done and outlined course script. So you know exactly what you're teaching, who you're teaching it to, and what they will receive. And it's based on the IP within your book, in most cases. In some cases, we find out that your expertise goes so far beyond your book that all your book is doing is giving you credibility and that your course turns into something a little bit different than the book. And that's great, too. So the first place to start generally is the opportunity to start with a course. Coming to a live event.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that live event, when you see how much is involved, generally you're going to want us to help you out with the filming and the process. But if you don't, if you can do that yourself, then there is the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds really good. And so, are you making coffee or something?
I have no idea what that noise is. It sounds like somebody's pouring water.
Yeah.
It's not me. I trust you.
If everyone could please press *6 and mute yourselves, please, so we don't hear the furniture moving in the background. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about how we could get started at your, you know, at the event.
Well, May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, we're having a 3-day summit here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be incredible. It's full on 3 days. Within those 3 days, we have some celebrity guests who are now part of our platform and culture, whether it's Forbes Riley and John Burke, the Emmy Award-winning host. They're all coming out. They're going to be speaking on stage and sharing information on how to be a better presenter and a better host and how to articulate your sales message from Wes Schaefer. And you're coming out and teaching people how to articulate their book, et cetera. So that's going to be really cool. And if they are interested in coming, those tickets for the 2-day portion alone are $6,000. But you've done so much for us, and you know, so I gave you a bunch of those tickets so you can determine, you know, how you'd like to share them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible 3-day mastermind where they're guaranteed to leave with an outline of their course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is fantastic. Well, I know that from having my own course, one of the most valuable things I have found has been that having a system, having a source of passive income. So I went out to Las Vegas. I spent 3 days with Peter Anthony. He, him and his team filmed me. They did my course. They did all my lessons. There's 34 lessons, all my documents, all my down, my exercises. And now I have this beautiful course that I can drive traffic to that people could can purchase. And the whole, the beautiful thing about it is that it's what I call no touch. I send traffic there, people can purchase it, and I generate revenue for both me and Peter Anthony, and I don't have to do anything. So it's a really great way to generate passive income. That's the first, my first big thing. My first big
aha. And the cool thing about that passive income is, you know, when you generate your own traffic in, you do receive 90% of the purchase price of that traffic, which is a tremendous amount of money, you know. And then the cool thing is when your student body purchases other people's courses, you make money too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mute 5. Star. Okay. Peter Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, great. Okay, all right. And so you were saying that, you know, like for one of the huge benefits, of course, of the online course is the passive income. And the next thing we found that for me, it was a great entry to my sales funnel. So, yes, I have a $2,500 program. I have a $5,500 boot camp. I have a $7,500 and a $15,000 product. But you know what? My author's online course is $399. So it's an affordable way for authors, for aspiring authors, for new authors, for to refresh authors, to get started with me. It's a really valuable yet economical way to get in. So I see that as a huge benefit to having an online course.
Sure. And another cool thing is because you're positioned with courses between $200 and $3,000, there's also that level of credibility, you know, that the course brings, because you're placed and positioned between Emmy award-winning actors, New York Times best-selling authors, Olympic gold medalists. So there's so much value to the positioning and to the cross-pollination. And through our culture, you get invited, obviously, to do live video interviews with these other experts, which helps cross-pollinate your product, which is what I love. And then those product sales really drive people to live events. It opens up the door to speaking engagements, which is really important when you're an author. You know, the best way to get your book out there is speaking. You have to speak it. You know, you have to introduce it to people, and there's a complete, you know, need for the politics of that. So, you know, that's been really cool for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you share one or two strategies for how to send traffic? Like, how would we market our online course? How would we sell it?
Well, here's the best thing. The best way to sell your online course is the same way as you sell your book. It's from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one of the things that we, it's a product that we introduce you to, and that product allows you to, through text messaging, drive traffic directly to your course. So that's been really great for a lot of our authors who are getting local stage time. So if I'm speaking, let's say I did something on how to use QuickBooks. I'm using something innocuous, right? And I'm presenting this to the Chamber of Commerce. you know, and there might be 150 people in the room. And 50 of those people might want to take that course. I mean, I find I'm using QuickBooks because I just did my taxes and it's completely confusing, right? So I'm like, oh, man, I wish there was a course on this. And there probably is a million of them. But, you know, so that something like that is a very easy, simple way to drive traffic to your course. The other thing that's very simple and easy is integrating with your own social media. So in my case, I have 5,000 Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. When I launch my course, if 10% of my Facebook friends, which would be 500, purchase a discounted version of my course, you know, my course happens to be $3,000. So let's say they purchase it ridiculously discounted at $500. Mm-hmm. That's $250,000 on a course.
Mm-hmm.
$250,000. Now, you and I have been in book sales for a while, right? At the end of the day, in order to net $225,000, how many books would you have to sell, package, and deliver?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
A lot. You see, the cool thing is the book gives you the credibility to sell the course. And as you develop that fan base, the course helps you share the book socially. Hey, I'm Peter Anthony. I'm the author of The Social Entrepreneur. If you'd really like to connect with me, why don't you take some of my classes on how to become a stronger entrepreneur in your marketplace? Boom. Now that book, The Social Entrepreneur, positions me as that expert.
Mm-hmm.
And I get invited to stages. Like today, I'm at a Bug Free Mind in Las Vegas, and I got to speak in front of 125 top marketers and entrepreneurs. And that's simply because I have an online course, and they wanted to learn about how to create an online course. So that gave me a platform in front of a group. Now, because I also not only have my online course, but I also teach live events, that also positioned me to sell those live events. So your book and your course are what I call the dynamic duo. That's the unstoppable momentum. Now you're an expert. You're on Amazon. Now you can go and get talk shows, radio shows, and really speak about something. If I'm on the radio, I can say, hey, go to youwillchangetheworld.com and find me, Peter Anthony, under the instructors page, and they can see all the courses I'm teaching, and they can choose any one of them, where, you know, I can make much more money for a free radio appearance than I can if I'm trying to get them to buy a book or download the book on Kindle. So it's been really great for our top-level authors to work with an online course that's such an incredible platform. So we're really, really proud of that part.
Very nice. So
here I've
come up, I've just from listening to you speak for the last few minutes, we've got five huge benefits to having an online course. Number one, the passive income. Number two, you know, an entry item into your sales funnel. Three, the positioning, you know, to have a $200 to $3,000 product, you know, equals credibility. Number four can lead to speaking engagements and more sales. And number five, which is kind of my favorite, the money is all yours. When you sell a book for $20, I think you get $1 or $2. But when you sell your online course, is you get 90% of that.
90%
price
of the traffic that you drive personally, and and 30 to 50% of their secondary buys. That means when your students buy my course, Anne, you get paid.
Yes, I love
and when
that.
And when my students buy your course, you get paid and I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really cool. But, you know, there's another component that was really important for me. As, you know, you've known me a long time. I just had four kids in the last 9 years. And as a legacy piece, as a father, there's nothing cooler than having, you know, your hard work and experience documented in 4K gorgeous video that makes you look fantastic, you know, and your children will get to see that 100 years from now. 100 years from now, that message will still be viable and credible, because we're still writing love songs. We're still asking, you know, how did I go wrong? And we're still praising how I went right. You know, Benjamin Franklin's autobiography and his 13 precepts are still valid. You know, could you imagine we had Aristotle and Plato on, and they were teaching a video course? How amazing would that be?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that would be
so
great.
So there is a complete legacy factor. And the cool thing about that, what we're doing is, if you're on our platform, then the cool thing is that you're in a position that student body, even when you're done writing and teaching, that student body still exists under your name, and anything they purchase forever, your family is going to get commissioned on. So that was really cool and important for us as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Also, I'd love to open up for a couple of questions before I go.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Does anybody have a question? If you do, please unmute yourself to talk to Peter Anthony.
I'm so thorough that I've answered all the questions today.
Well, I have the mute wrong.
It's all good. But if you're thinking about doing a book, or you've created a book, the natural progression is an online course, and it will completely change the way that the world sees you. It adds an instant new level of credibility. So I highly recommend, if you have the time, get in touch with Ann. Our event is the 21st through the 23rd. It's a very boutique event. Tickets are very expensive. I know Ann's giving you a $6,000 ticket for free. So I'm really looking forward to meeting you and working with you. And I can't wait to see you,
Peter?
Ann, next week. Yes.
Hello.
There we go. Yes.
My name is Norca Parodi. I am from Boca Raton, Florida. I just finished writing my manuscript for a book in real estate. It's called The Conquering the Maze, A Jaunt Through the Real Estate World. And it. My question to you guys is, will something like your training will help someone like me, where my book talks about how to identify the perfect buyer, marketing tools that are used
today 100%.
In luxury marketing?
100%. So for 30 years, I worked with Tony Robbins. I was in his world, and I became a master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming as well as Ericksonian. The way we produce our courses, it's very proprietary and unique, but I will share with you that we start with the why in every lesson. We move through the why to the what and then the how, and we reverse engineer the entire course. So if you were to create a course on your book, which I love, especially real estate, there's always room in the real estate space for cool online courses. There's not a lot of them, believe it or not, and they're not very good, and they're not highly positioned. But what I will share with you that's extraordinary, it sounds like you have an accent.
I do.
You speak a second language?
Yes, I do.
What language?
Well, I am fully bilingual in English and Spanish, but I also speak some Portuguese, but I wouldn't be able to communicate in a course in Portuguese. I would be able to communicate
Could you do the course in Spanish?
Of course.
Okay. If you can do a course in Spanish, you will dominate the real estate market. No ifs, no ands, no buts. If you market it correctly, right now you can buy traffic in South America, in Latin America, for pennies on the dollar through Google versus buying the same keywords in English. Spanish keywords are much, much, much less money, but the price doesn't change.
Would I be able to do it like in the course in English and then another one in Spanish, or would I have to?
Yes. You could do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, and you absolutely. But I'm saying if you can do it in Spanish, you should do it in Spanish as well. You know,
okay.
And now you dominate in both markets because you're bilingual. You'll get picked up as a speaker faster. They can see your presentation skills in Spanish and English. Anybody who would come. The area in our site is just beautiful because you can promote events, your books, your coaching, everything is right there, and your speaker, your speaker rate sheet, your speaker bios, it's all right there. Art blog articles to help you drive traffic. So everything is right there, and it's really uniquely packaged and designed to be super, super sexy. But what's the title again?
It's Conquering the Maze, a journey.
Conquering the Maze.
Conquering the Maze. Because
Conquering
for
the Maze. That,
yes.
Just Conquering the Maze in and of itself is a rocking title.
Is that what?
It's an awesome title. It's an awesome
title.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Conquering the Maze, it's awesome. And so I'll give you another shout out. Female leadership is key component. Women are the biggest buyers on the internet, and they love to follow other female leaders. So by being a female leader, you've also positioned yourself well. And if you come to the course, you'll learn a bunch of the positioning components and how to articulate that position, that brand, and your message.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
It does make a lot of sense.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the question.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, I hope to see you soon.
Any other questions for Peter Anthony tonight?
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm extraordinary.
Obviously. Okay, so here's my question.
Okay.
What is the cost for filming and producing the course?
Well, here's the great news. Once you come through our done for you script, you have a choice to film it on your own. We do give you an outline on how to do that at the course, so you'll know you have the script in hand. Or if you'd like us to do it and really polish it and massage it, that starts at $15,000. And it works into a mastermind package. Now, if you go out and price it on how to do that, we are the best value by far, even though it seems like a high ticket, it's not, because we work through the entire process, and there are a lot of components to the process. So creating
I doubt the value. I'm absolutely positive it's valuable.
Yeah. So...
The other question I have is, for a person like me who's new at all this, I don't know that I'm ready to create a course. Do you offer this thing that you're doing in May some other time during the year?
Yes. We'll have another one in July out here in Las Vegas as well. And then I believe again in September, although that one, I don't know where it will be.
Okay.
And one of
Thank
the really
you.
Cool things is when you come out to one of our events, like this particular event, because if you're part of our inner circle, that means you've actually, you're one of our instructors. Our instructors, we put together what's called instant credibility packages. So this this time when you come out, you can buy an instant credibility package. It's $19.97. And that instant credibility gets you a 3-minute interview with Forbes Riley from HSN. It gets you a 3-minute interview with John Burke, who hosts the Emmys, a 3-minute interview with Peter Anthony, which is completely self-serving because I love to interview people, but we have a great social media machine. And then we give a newsreel, a PR newsreel, where a newscaster actually talks about the launch of your course and your book, as well as we submit you to 100 different PR companies, including Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNBC, et cetera. So when you get picked up, you can say as seen on, and then we within 60 days we send you everybody who picked up your PR release. So that's a really cool value add, and it's less than $2,000. You couldn't get one of those celebrities to do that, and the PR package alone is generally $5,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's a really cool thing. And the only reason that it's happening is because Forbes and John Burke are on my stage this coming event. And I just asked them, listen, man, you know, this would be really cool for our instructors. Could you do it for us? It would mean a lot to me. And they're personal friends. And they said, yeah, we'll do it. You know, so their rate generally is about $25,000 a day. So
wow.
They were just like, you know, yeah, we'll do it. You know, just give us whatever you want. And so I made it happen. So that'll happen on the Sunday portion prior to the course. Now, because you're coming through Anne, you're seen as an instructor. So if you wanted to come and just get that and talk about your book, it gives you instant credibility. Now, I want to share one more thing. You made the biggest mistake most people make. I don't know if I'm ready. Here's the truth. You're never going to be ready until you do it. And once you do it, at any point, you're going to want to redo it. The best thing is to start fast. Because if you take too long, someone else will do it, and then there's no space. If I say soda, what do you say?
Pop.
Soda. Pop?
Soda, pop.
Awesome. Give me a brand of soda.
Oh, a Coke.
Awesome. Give me another brand.
Pepsi.
Give me another brand.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is part of Pepsi. Give me another brand. There's only space for two brands. There's only two kinds of soda you can really remember.
I can't think of who makes it. Yeah,
A&W is part of Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
See, the thing is, when a brand gets awareness or an idea gets awareness, the challenge is that space gets covered. If you have an idea, when you come to our course, we'll tell you to see if anybody's playing in that space or looking for something in that space. And we help you articulate your idea to a space that's open, that you can compete in. If you start to compete now, you have a great shot. Does that make sense?
Yes. Does this work for fiction authors, or is this all for nonfiction?
Oh, man, it works so cool for fiction. Here's one of the things. We have a fiction author. His name is Joe Frassetti, and he wrote Master or Servant, but he based the book on what he calls the hypnotic formula. So he created an entire course on understanding the hypnotic formula. Very cool. People are loving his course, and it's really given him a tremendous amount of credibility as an author and a speaker. So that was cool. So, yes, it totally works for fiction.
Did
that answer your question?
Yes, I just have to figure out how to make my fiction book do that.
Well, you don't have to. Just come to my event and I'll tell you how.
Okay.
I'm 100% serious. I told Joe how. So, I hope I see you at the event, and I hope I answered your questions.
You did. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And it was great being on your show. Thank you so, so, so much.
You're very welcome.
Peter, please don't go. I have a question.
One more question?
Yes, this is from Norca again. In that PR package, is that something that I would benefit from it?
I'm sorry, what package?
The PR package that you just mentioned.
Oh, my God. Anybody would benefit. If you have your book in hand and you don't buy this package, you're out of your mind. When are you going to get to sit across the street from literally next to a celebrity with your book in hand and have them ask you one or two questions about your book on a social media video that you get to put everywhere?
Okay.
I mean, next time you're on HSN with your girlfriends, you're going to be like, oh, my God, it's Forbes Riley. And she actually interviewed me, and I had my book in my hand, and she asked me a question about my book. That's John Burke. He's hosting the Emmys. Yes, he asked me a question about my book, or the PR component, yes, Peter Anthony's book on how to create online courses. The online course guru has taken it to a new level. You know, I mean, like you have some newscaster talking about you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anybody, I would highly recommend anybody who can do it. We only have 10 or 12 slots for that particular thing because, it obviously it's time intensive. So I would, if you can do it and you can get out here, It's literally a $10,000 value, so I would totally, So we'll never do it at $2,000 again, ever. We can afford to. It just happened to be that I was paying for Forbes and John. I already paid them, so we were able to do it for this price.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Very nice. Thank
you. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to buy one of those spots.
Oh, I hope so, man. That would be great. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually bought one of those spots. Well, it's so smart, right? I mean, anybody who has any kind of product needs one of those spots.
Yeah, I'm already making a space for it on my website, and I have plans for it on Facebook and on my blog.
You got four videos, and they're great for social media because they're only 2 or 3 minutes,
mm-hmm,
you know, so it's
very
perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Ann. I got a jet because I got to get back on stage at 6 o'clock.
Okay, thank you so much, Peter Anthony. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Guys. Thank you.
Well, that was really great. My dear friend, Peter Anthony Wynn, is just extraordinary. I love working with him. He created my own online course. And, again, you know, passive income, you know, an entry-level product to your funnel. You know, position yourself for credibility. Get to speaking engagements. And my favorite one is the money is all yours. You know, you work once and you get paid over and over. I can't think of a better money-making strategy than that. So thank you to Peter Anthony. If you have any questions, I'm going to give you some links right now. I'm going to talk about the three resources that I want to offer you today. The first resource I would like to recommend tonight is, of course, Peter Anthony's Social Entrepreneur Summit. And the link to sign up will be up in the next few minutes. Actually, my webmaster is working on it right now, and we're going to have the bio and the link and all the information about the event on my site. So you'll go to www.soyouwanttowrite.com/author-talk. That's www.soyouwanttowrite.com/author-talk. And look under the guest speakers and experts heading, and the link will be up within the next hour or so. And the event is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, May 21 through 23, and it's in Las Vegas. And I will be there all 3 days. I'd love to meet you, shake hands, give you a big, giant hug. And because you're coming through me, and Peter's my very, very dear friend, there's no charge. You know, day one is a social entrepreneur. Day two and three is a mastermind. And it will be no cost to you if you want to come. Just let me know or click on the link, and you can sign up. The second resource I would like to share with you is a really, really cool, very cool training series with Armin Morin, you know, who's one of my heroes and mentors. Armin is currently offering a 5-part training series on social media, video streaming, WordPress, e-commerce, and creating evergreen products. So that's 5 topics on 5 different nights. The class is once a week. And the 5 sessions are by 5 experts that I know and trust. They'll be teaching a 90-minute class each week for the next 5 weeks, and the training is complimentary. Yes, free, online, from home, in your pajamas. You can watch the course, learn from one of the premier experts, you know, that I have paid tons and tons of money to learn from directly, and who's helped me, you know, do amazing things. So that link will also be up on the website tonight, again, at www.soyouwanttowrite.com/author-talk. And look under the author tools and resources heading, and you'll see Armin's ad, which I pulled from his email, which I received this morning. So there are two huge opportunities to learn, to meet experts, to, you know, widen your vision, to grow your business. You know, the event in Vegas, May 21 to 23, and the five-week training session at night online with Armin Morin and his five experts that will be talking about social media with Joel Kalm. And if you know who Joel Kalm is, he's big. He is the leader of learning and teaching about social media. And then we have video streaming with Mike Stewart and WordPress. We have e-commerce and creating evergreen products with Jim Edwards, and who's also a leader in his field. And so these are all experts that I know, that I trust, that is worth your time. The classes are held from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time, so that means 6 o'clock for us. And the first class is tonight in about 15 minutes. So, but again, I just got the notice tonight. I'm sure it'll be recorded, and but that's another really great resource. So be sure to check out So You Want to Write /author-talk, okay? All right. And so now it's time for our Q&A sessions. I got an email from Elisa, who I know is on the call. Hopefully he's on the call, still on the call. Elisa, do you want to ask your question?
Sure. Thank you, Anne. Basically, it's this. I'm a consultant. I work with organizations and basically in leadership and team stuff and individual and group behavioral issues, and I work with pretty top management. What's burning in my heart to write, though, it has nothing to do with that. It's more of a personal search, but that if I were to write it, it would imply a lot of sharing, a lot of opening up, a lot of telling of personal experiences. And it's, knowing my business world, it's not something that I want to out right there. No? And so my question was, this has been stopping me for years, because it's this professional persona and what happens when you go in another direction. And so my question to you, Anne, had been, does having a pen name work in situations like that? Or what happens to your identity? Or, because I thought, well, okay, I could write another name, but then that's, who is that? Who do they interview? Who shows up at, you know, who speaks? How do you follow this later? Well, you can't, right? Unless you're able to show up. And so I'm sort of stuck there, and I was wondering what your views are on that, or is it better to just refrain?
You're absolutely right. When anyone writes using a pen name or anonymously, you know, it's all great if you're selling online, if you're doing everything on radio shows, but if you get invited to do a TV show or a live interview or invited to speak, exactly, who is going to show up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even if they introduce you under your pen name, someone could recognize you.
Oh,
and
hell
say,
yeah.
Hey,
absolutely. And it will look even worse, right?
You know, it is. And uh-huh. The other point I wanted to make was, when you write a book, again, depending on, I remember I was asked four questions. Why are you writing the book?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the book? How are you going to use it? Three, who is your audience? And where is your audience? You know, depending on, you know, those questions, when you write a book, your book takes on a whole life of its own. I've had some authors, not very many, probably, I would say out of the 1,200 plus authors, I've had maybe three or four authors who told me at the beginning, listen, I'm going to write this book. I just want to write it, I want to publish it, and I want to put it on the shelf and check it off my bucket list.
No, that's not me. No.
Yeah,
I want to help people, and I go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want to help people, and that's one of the reasons why you're writing the book, then you have to out. You have to come out and you have to be that book.
Right.
You know, and so if it doesn't, you know, if, but, you know, on the positive side, lots of times when, you know, owners, business owners and entrepreneurs write about their book, yes, the majority of people write books about their business and how to improve their business or something to do with their business. But they also, people also write what I'm going to call, what I call leadership books. So let's say the story is more of a memoir, is more of what's about you or helping people in a different thing other than your business. It's okay because that book can still be used to for people to get to know you. And so it's a book about you. It's not necessarily about your business, but it's a book about you. If your business is moving forward and your business is already, you know, you have customers, you have clients, you make money, you're doing great in your business, then it's okay to launch this other book. But remember that the business of your book takes time. It takes effort. And it, everything is author-driven. That means that you have to spend time and money to make that book work.
Yeah, and knowing me as a, I mean, I'm a consultant and I'm a coach, and that, and that's, it's not just what I do, it's who I am. It's who I've always been. And so I know that I tend to teach and show the way and point and, you know, and go to why and where and how. So I know that if I wrote a book, that that's what it's going to eventually turn into. So I think what I'm here to say is try to do it in your own name if you're going to do that, right?
Absolutely.
So find a way. Find a way. It would have to go in a different, I mean, it wouldn't be, let me tell you, my sob story about terrible self-esteem and having faked it through, because that's not going to make me, you know, it's really not going to sell my clients who've been buying me, you know, but maybe find a different, that's not the theme, it's just an example, but maybe find a different spin to it and just make a, like a how-to thing without having to share too much of the personal, shall we say, struggle story background?
Well, remember, and here's what I share with a lot of my authors. Let's say you want to share an experience that's very personal, but you can always say, a client I know, a friend of mine. You know, blame it on somebody else. Blame the situation using someone else.
That's sort of the spin. It wouldn't be like, here, let me bare my soul. It would be, let me tell you stuff I've seen, right?
My experience, here's what I've seen, you know, with some of my clients. And then you offer the solution. And here's how we solve that. Here is how we resolve that issue.
That's a cool thing. Right. Yeah. And then it's my discovery, but it happened to Johnny. Okay.
And here's the moral of the story. So you tell the story from someone else, you know, that happened to someone else, and then what the solution is, you know, how you solved it. And that's what the reader is looking for.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's a big help. And so it was, and you're not lying, because you're always saying that, you know, the clients are not the real clients and it's composite and it's not a real person anyway, so... Okay, so it's not that you're actually inventing a Johnny, you're telling him. Straight up, the Johnny is fictitious. Okay. Gotcha.
All right, great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Very nice. Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Hello. I have a question. I'm Christine. I would like to create a course, and I'm in the middle of writing my book, so I want to ask, if there are any beliefs about to finish the book before I start the course, or if I can do work on both at the same time, what would you recommend?
You can do them both at the same time. I like to suggest, of course, that you finish the book first, or at least have the outline, the structure for your book, all your chapters and your topics. That will make it easier to create the syntax from your course. Because, again, one of the things, just like Peter Anthony shared, one of the things I always share with my authors is, okay, the book is the what and the why. And then your workbook or your online course is the how. because you don't want to give everything away. You don't want to share all your secret sauce or your mojo in the book.
Yes.
Okay. So I like to suggest if you already know if you have your table of contents and you already know your chapters and your topics, then you could go ahead and do the course.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Hello, Ann.
Yes.
This is Deborah again.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. So I don't have my book done, so would this thing with Peter Wynn be something that would be for me to do at this point, or should I wait until one of the later sessions?
You know, I like the idea of having your online course because you can, you know, like you can generate, they're both going to take the same amount of effort. Writing a book or doing the course, it does take time, it takes money, it takes resources. And the online course is going to generate revenue that, you know, will pay back, you know.
Well, I was thinking about the the $2,000 offer that he has with the 3-minute interviews. If I don't have a book in hand, that's not going to do me any good, right?
You know what? Yes. You should have something. You should have something to sell. Otherwise, when they interview you, even if it's, you know what, you don't have to have the book or the coaching program, which takes time. You know what you could sell? You could sell your workbook, which can be generated in a heartbeat, and you can also sell your coaching program, which you just have to be able to talk about it. You don't have to show anything. And so when Forbes Riley John Barry asks you, so tell me about how you help people. Say, well, I have this extraordinary coaching program where I show people how to blah, 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 where I help people transform blah, 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 where I help people blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can
mm-hmm.
talk about your coaching program, which is one of the things that I love about coaching, love having as an ancillary product, because you can sell that immediately. You don't have to have a book or an online course. You can start that tomorrow.
Wow. Great thought.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And, you know, I talked about creating a coaching about ancillary products a couple of calls ago. It's all recorded. It's on the site. And that's one of my favorite things to do. If you have a book, to create a workbook, to create a coaching program, because a coaching program, you just have to get an outline. What are you going to teach them? What are the results that they're going to get? And sell it for, you know, $1,000, $1,500, you know, X sessions for this much money. That's something that you can develop and you could sell immediately before your book is published, before your book is even done. Okay, great.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way,
you're welcome.
You said that the 5-part series was with Armand Morin.
Yes,
How do you spell that?
His name is Armand, A-R-M-A-N-D, Morin, M-O-R-I-N.
Okay, thank you.
And,
appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, he's one of my teachers, one of my mentors. He's amazing. He has sold over 21 million dollars of products online. So
wow.
I joined his mastermind program. I've been in it for 2 years, and I love it because he teaches you. I mean, if you want to sell products online, who do you go to? The person who has already done it. So, So anyway, I really like him. I really respect him, and he's a good, good teacher. He has these 5 experts, and so that's why I wanted to share it with my authors. Okay. Next question. No other questions? All right. Okay. Well, you know, please be sure to check the website tonight, www.soyouwantowrite.com/author-talk, or go to www.soyouwantowrite.com, and right on the home page, there's on the products down list, and on the front page, on the home page, there's products. You can click on Author Talk, It'll take you to the page, and you'll see the two links for Peter Anthony Wynn's event and for Armin Morin's event. Okay? All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight, everyone. And thank you. Thank you for your time. I look forward to our next session on Wednesday, June 8th, 5 o'clock, PST. And so good night, everyone. This is Ann McIntyre, the author's coach. Big hugs, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.